I saw this news story the other day, right? The Israeli intelligence service, the Mossad, foiled a gas attack in Germany. Well, better late than never, I guess. And what I really need is like a Middle Eastern, you know, billionaire to come along and build me a social media platform, like Elon Musk or some shit. I don't know. Build me a social media platform to connect in the Middle East. I don't know what you'd call it. Cover your Facebook. Ramagram. Behead it. TikTok. Maybe LinkedIn Shala. I don't know. But the point is, the Muslims are very happy with the anti-vaxxers because we got ASIO off their backs, right? So, having to get in with a fake passport. Anyone else use those? Yeah, f***ing hell. They were being made by Ukrainian hackers. What? So the pricks had Putin on the doorstep now thinking about us. F***ing selfless. Absolutely selfless. And it was just so nice to have something fake that wasn't made in China for a change. You know what I mean? I felt like a f***ing Jew having to show me papers getting in places. And I was like, yeah. Anyway, I go to this f***ing gig one night and I was crushing it, right? I had this crowd in the absolute palm of my hand. And I just made this off-the-cuff comment. And I was like, I hope that f***ing virus kills all those unvaccinated scum, the vermin that they are, right? And this crowd went up in laughter and applause and cheers, right? And I'm standing there just going, f***, they don't know I'm trolling them. In that moment, my heart sank. It really did, because I knew I could be Hitler. Right? Just, because right now this is an open mic in Munich, but if we scale this up with some better lighting, better oratory and a scapegoat, we can cleanse. Remember the looks you got though when you went no mask? It's just like you'd walked into a mosque with a transgender Jewish prostitute hiding a bacon hock under a mankini. Walking around with a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad going, what's up, you bitches, let's support Israel. And right, I had this Karen come up to me. She's like, you're gonna kill us all, you're a Nazi. Although that's funny, sweetheart, because my pronouns are he, himler. So I let me ask you guys this. Are you guys gonna vote yes in The Voice? Geez, you know a referendum's f***ed when Melbourne says no like that, hey? And they've got the bad PR, man, either the Yes campaign, like I saw Rio Tinto's coming out and supporting it. Generally a bad idea. Then the f***ing icing on the cake, Pfizer came out and supported The Voice. Right? Because I'm just really worried that the Uluru statement from the heart's going to get myocarditis. You know what I mean?